And welcome back to Hour 3 of Rosie on the House. This absolutely gorgeous Arizona Saturday morning. Why would you want to be anywhere else? All right. Romy, we're going to spend a whole hour potty talk.
Oh, that's why it's the most dangerous. The methane gas. I get it. I was thinking I was going to have to get a helmet, maybe some Armortex gloves.
It is. It is. It is the most dangerous room in the house, and it's primarily because of head injuries. The bathroom sends almost 300,000 people a year to the hospital.
Well, the nose is a direct passage to the brain. You know, I guess I could see that.
And we're here talking bathroom remodeling. If you are contemplating a bathroom remodel and you're interested in current trends or what we're seeing and doing inside different bathrooms throughout various neighborhoods throughout the great state of Arizona, I have a special friend and guest and specialist here in studio with us this morning, Mr. Kurt Kittleson of Rebath and 5 Day Kitchens. Kurt, again, thank you for altering your tea time this morning.
Good morning, Rosie, Romy. Great to be here. Love to talk kitchens and bath.
Yeah, man. Hey, you know, I don't think I want to get into the bathroom talk yet until we hear a little bit about your history with Rebath, because it is just a great American success story. Would you mind sharing the origins of Rebath?
Well, we don't want to put all your listeners to sleep, Rosie. Real quickly, well, my college roommate and I started it in 1978, and we had a concept to help some of the hotels fix their bathrooms faster.
Okay.
And we had great success with it, and it evolved into what Rebath is today. And it's a little sad note there, because my partner's name was Hiley Faulkner, and he was killed about a month ago in a bicycle accident here in Phoenix. And so many of us were taken back with that.
Oh, man.
But Rebath's had a great success and grew into a franchise company around the country, largest bathroom remodeling company in the country.
Wow.
And so I sit today as the franchisee in Phoenix and enjoying it.
Well, very good. So you've got three showrooms, counting two here in the Valley, one up in Prescott Valley.
Correct.
Right? Okay. And Rebath has been Rosie certified. I want to say it's got to be close to 20 years. Bud Simcoe, you were still retired at the time, but Bud and Helen Simcoe own the franchise in Tucson.
I know them very well. I was MC at their 50th wedding anniversary.
Just some of the best people on the whole planet. Just absolutely great salt of the earth people. And so you came back and picked the franchises back up from them and been running it. You've been back in the saddle here about 4 years?
5 years.
5 years? Yep. Okay. Built a new showroom out at 75th and Bell. Yep. Okay. Then you've got Baseline and Dobson. And then you've got Highway 69. Is it Roberts Road?
Don't remember. It's right across from McDonald's.
It's not.
That's all I remember.
It's before Glassford Hills. It may be Robert Road, I think.
You didn't know you were going to get trick questions today,
no,
did you?
But excellent opportunity to take a look at what's available. You know, when we're talking bathroom remodeling, a lot of people get really sticker shocked when we're in the initial conversations with them. So I wanted to bring to today's conversation some national statistics from the cost versus value research paper that's done by Remodeling Magazine, a national trade journal, every single year. And they took a typical bathroom addition, and they made it 6x8, okay? And they considered it mid-range finishes. This isn't top-end. This is just mid-range. And for that 48 square feet, the price you could expect to pay was $1,000 per square foot. $48,000.
That'll give some people some sticker shock.
And, you know, people are rolled over. Now, bathroom remodels of that same bathroom can get down in the range of about $17,000. So you're staying inside the footprint. You're probably doing y'all do a lot of conversions from tubs to showers, I imagine. Pretty common today.
Yes.
Yeah. So talk about that. How do you tackle that kind of a project?
Well, it depends upon what the needs are or the desires of the client. Some people want to figure out how to stay in their house longer. They're getting up in age. Getting in and out of a bathtub just doesn't work for them. It's dangerous, as you talked about.
Yeah.
We talked offline, I guess, about how dangerous it is. And so for somebody that is just trying to stay in their house longer, that's a different design than someone wants to take out a bathtub and a shower and make a big shower and do an exotic shower.
Okay.
So it's all different, and all those prices are going to change, of course.
And you're generally taking the tub out. Romy loves taking tubs out. he just loves taking those old cast iron tubs out.
Oh, joy.
How do y'all do that?
Well, if they're cast iron, you have to break them.
Yeah.
The old-fashioned way with a sledgehammer.
And, I mean, it's piece by piece, and those porcelain chips are flying. You almost have to wear armor guard clothing to do it.
You almost do, and certainly protection for your eyes and your head.
Absolutely.
And we've got a little system to do it so it's not so dangerous. That's one of the things that's why customers get sticker shock with bathroom remodeling. They don't understand all that's involved to actually do that.
Yeah.
We'll have people that think that they saw a bathtub on sale for $120, so they think, how much can it be to put that bathtub in? And they don't realize that in order to do that, we have to tear out the walls.
You're bringing in every trade. You know, it could be tile setters, painters, plumbers.
You don't get to change out demolition. Just a bathtub for $120. You can't do it. So it goes into the thousands quickly.
Well, you're talking about design functions. When you get a phone call of somebody that wants to come in, now y'all have a showroom, so it makes it easy. When we get a phone call, we have to ask them, you know, hey, well, think about go to Howl's or Pinterest or go to, you know, clip pictures out of Architectural Digest or Phoenix Home and Garden or Tucson Home and Garden of bathrooms you like, and at least give us a direction of where you're going and what your finishes you're looking for. But boy, the finishes could be all over. You, like you say, you could spend $120 for a tub. I think the last bathroom the client for the tub spent over $10,000.
Oh yeah,
for the tub,
no question. the bathtubs that we use cost more than $120.
Yeah,
it costs us more than $120. So yeah, the quality is. You don't want to go cheap in your bathroom. It's the most expensive room in your house per square foot.
It absolutely is.
And so, if you're going to sell it tomorrow, you might get along with a little lower budget. But if you plan on staying there, you should do it nicely with nice products. And most contracts, I don't know about all of them, but most, I think, we certainly do, we have a vast range of products that we can offer. So if you have champagne taste, we have champagne products. If you've got beer taste, we've got beer products.
You know, we took a call last hour from a family that recently had a loss in the family, and they were trying to decide how much of the house to finish before they put it up for sale. And we get that question a lot from people who are getting ready to list their home. Well, should I redo the bathroom? No, don't redo the bathroom when you get ready to sell. Redo the bathroom now and enjoy it.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Why do you want to? It kind of reminds me of people put floor mats in cars to save the carpet for the next owner.
There you go. Absolutely. Now, how about sitting and soaking tubs? That's something that seems to have made a big inroads, at least in the advertising, in the trade journals, and the showrooms and stuff, really seem to make a big sweep. I want to say 5-6 years ago, they really came in heavy.
And I think that continues, and it will continue. Our demographic, you know, the baby boomers, you and me, we're in that age, and if you've had surgery or going to have surgery, or you got bad arthritis, you can get wonderful walk-in. We call them walk-in tubs, not sit and soak, but walk-in tubs. Some of them can circulate the water. Some of them come with heaters if you want to do that.
Okay.
But they really do make you feel wonderful. And I've actually sat in one because I thought if we're going to sell these, I want to know what they're like.
Yeah.
And I was amazed how wonderful it is. I'm thinking about putting one in my house.
Now, they're fairly tall, so it seems like to me, you can bring your Smithsonian or your National Geographic or your favorite magazine and maybe a couple, whatever your refreshing drink is, and get in there and soak and read. But it seems like to me, when you pull the plug on that thing, as the water's draining, you're going to get chilly. Your body's going to get chilly because you can't open the door and leave the tub until the drain's all the way empty.
Well,
that's just my mind. I've never sat in one. I've never used one.
You're partially right, Rosie. First of all, there's not as many gallons of water in there as it looks.
Okay.
Because you're taking up a huge amount of space.
Okay.
Secondly, if for a little more money, we can put a different kind of drain in there that will force the water out, and it'll be drained within 20 seconds.
Oh, that might be the ticket.
Yeah. So
that
either
might
way,
be the ticket.
But I don't recommend that for a lot of people because there's not that much water in there because there's a body in there.
Okay, very good. So the sitting in the soaking tubs, the walk-in tubs, very convenient for folks that are tired of getting down on their knees and crawling into a conventional tub, and then you finish the tub and you try and crawl out of that thing. The tubs are made to be slippery, so they're easy to clean. Consequently, they tend to be a little more dangerous.
Slip and fall are very dangerous.
Yeah.
The walk-in tub you're talking about, usually when we put those in, we have the people, we try and get the people to put in a handheld unit so they can even wash their hair in there.
Good call.
While
okay.
They're there.
All right. Got that. I would have never even thought about that. But while you're there, you might as well clean
the top
part
too. If you're
going to
put a walk-in tub in your house, I think you should consider all those options.
Well, there's a lot of options, and I want to continue the conversation with you. There's tubs versus whirlpools. There's steam showers. There's televisions. There's medicine cabinets. There's lighting, and then there's shower heads. I mean, there's so many decisions to make in any bathroom remodel. We'll come back and talk about that after this short break, and we'll take Alfred, who's on hold and wants to talk about a bathroom remodel. If you want to talk about a bathroom remodel, give us a ring. The number's toll-free, 1-888-767-4348. Bathroom remodeling with Kurt Kittleson of Rebath here at Rosie on the House.